Today from the Ohio Newsroom, new information on a decades-old crime. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The last episode of Mary and Bill, an Ohio cold case, comes out today. The podcast has followed an unsolved double murder of two Ohio college students, Mary Petrie and Bill Sprout, that happened near Ohio State University's campus in Columbus in 1970. The two were found dead in Bill's off-campus apartment, the door unlocked and a radio playing. Justin Glanville is a senior producer at Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media and the creator of the podcast, and he joins me now. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Claire.
While the case is not yet solved, you covered a lot of ground over these seven episodes. What are the most important new discoveries in this case?
There is really great DNA evidence in this case, and there's actually more DNA evidence than they even initially thought. The evidence in this case has been really well preserved, and just a couple of weeks ago, lab technicians were in that evidence box getting even more DNA from the suspected perpetrator. And as we know, when you've got DNA in this day and age in a case, there's a really good chance, especially if that's high quality DNA, that the case can be solved. There seems to be a growing consensus that the perpetrator was someone who knew either Mary or Bill or both. Back in 1970, when this first happened and they were first investigating it, the leading theory was that there was a Northside rapist in Columbus who was targeting women and was the likely perpetrator in this case. But it's really looking more and more like this fits the profile of someone who knew Mary and Bill and knew them well enough to be really angry at them, either both of them or one of them.
Beyond the procedural side of things, I'm interested to hear your takeaways from revisiting this crime so deeply so many years later.
I think we think about true crime, we sometimes think about it as being kind of dark and almost like wallowing in darkness. But I'm coming out of this feeling really good about it. It feels like by looking into the darkness and really talking about it and by partnering with both Pat and Martha, who are the surviving sisters of Mary and Bill, it's felt very therapeutic, and they share the same thing too in the last episode.
That concept that even if grief is decades old, it's still real and it still needs addressed. What does your look at this police investigation a half century on tell us about cold cases?
Police departments right now have been having a lot of trouble just staying staffed up, right? There are a lot of cold cases out there. I don't think I realized how many cold cases there are out there when I first started working on this. And because of all that, it's not that police aren't trying to solve these cases or that they don't have an intention to solve them. And it's not even that they aren't looking into them from time to time. But I've really reflected on how the fact that the two sisters have been so involved and have gotten increasingly involved over the 4 years that I've been working on this project has really, I think, helped. It's been instrumental in refocusing the police on this case. And actually, Claire, something really huge happened that I think is a turning point in this case just a couple of weeks ago. And I don't think that would have happened if it hadn't been for the two sisters really pushing things along.
That's Justin Glanville, the creator of the Ohio Newsroom and IdeaStream Public Media podcast, Mary and Bill, an Ohio cold case. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
Thanks, Claire.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.